Today we are talking about how not to let other people's opinions become your reality. We talk a lot on the podcast about setting your goals, setting your boundaries, and achieving them to become a better person, a better human. But not everybody is going to support you in that. And a lot of times you have to, you know, stand strong to accomplish those goals despite other people's negative input. Just something to think about when you are trying to better yourself. Not everybody's going to be happy. We're going to see you inside.
Hey, we are Tony and Sarah. We are best known as producers and educators in the dance and entertainment world.
And although we've had some major success, we've also had some challenges along the way, which have included failed relationships, failed businesses, heart attacks, and even a near-death experience.
Although we've gone through the hard, we still believe that fairy tales do exist, if you're willing to fight for them.
So we are here to help you navigate your health, wealth, and relationships.
And a little bit of Disney.
By sharing what has worked for us, we can help you to keep
fighting for your fairy tale.
Welcome back to Fighting for Your Fairy Tale.
Ding, ding.
This week, we're diving into opinions, but not just people's opinions or our opinions. I guess this is our opinion, but we're talking into how not to like make other people's opinions your reality.
Correct.
We had over the weekend, mm-hmm. We had three different instances
that just really, what are we going to talk about this week? How about that?
Okay. Yeah, because for some of our friends that we were having discussions with, it was really emotional. I kind of want to start off by just reminding everyone, including my own mind, that when you look at people, you never know where they're coming from. And how actions really can hurt people. But we want to kind of put a positive spin on it.
Correct.
So we're going to move forward past that. I just wanted to put that little alert out there.
Just be mindful.
Yeah. But I guess, do you want to start? You want to kind of kick it off?
Well, so of the three, the one that was probably the most emotional, we are working with a couple who are basically training for a half and a full marathon. And they have never done anything like that before. So we're just kind of working with them and encouraging them. And the wife was working out. They normally run outside on the trails in their neighborhood, but because it's hot in Texas, she decided to go to the gym. And I guess she was on the treadmill and had a couple of guys. Mm-hmm. What did you call them?
Well, I wasn't very nice. I called them meatheads.
Oh, okay. Well, a couple of guys, you know, I guess who obviously work out a lot of times and, you know, and had the body to show for it, mm-hmm. were verbally abusing her on the treadmill, just, you know, laughing at her, pointing at her, making fun of her. Maybe she wasn't wearing the right clothes. Maybe they didn't like her figure. Maybe they didn't like her look. I don't know. But for whatever reason, they decided to pick on her. I look at it now, meatheads, whatever, bullies is my opinion. And I guess it was done so advertently and so crass that she didn't feel comfortable finishing her workout. So she stopped, picked up her bags and left. And we thought this was just horrific. I mean, these guys at some point did not look the way they look. And from what I know about most people who are working out and in the bodybuilding world, they do it to improve themselves, mm-hmm. because they're not happy with what they saw or whatever. It's an improvement type of thing. So they can look at themselves in the mirror and go, look what I've done. And has been this visible proof. So for someone or people to do that to others, it's just It's just uncalled for.
Right. I mean, what I said to her, I was trying, you know, her husband almost called me at like 11 o'clock at night or whatever, because she was having such a hard time. But when I was able to talk to her about it, I said, you know, how are you ever going to get better if you never start?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, even if you're letting these people that you don't even know hold you back from getting to the point where maybe they don't laugh and point at you.
But I think even with that, it's like, it doesn't, they're laughing and pointing and teasing. There's nothing that she can do or cannot do to stop that. It's going to happen. People are insensitive and people are bullies, and they're going to do it no matter what. So it
doesn't have anything to do with you.
No, it has to do with them feeling, well, if I can make this person feel worse, I can feel better about myself. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what you look like. I mean, as someone of a minority, it doesn't matter. And I've had that happen in so many instances, not just because of physical attributes, just because of, you know, the color of my skin or where I come from or that I speak Spanish or, you know, all those types of things. People are going to find a reason to make fun of it. So I think the whole point is that you've got to, well, from our opinion, I'm not going to tell you what you have to do, but what we have found to help is to stay focused, stay in your lane. What are you there for? If someone is making fun of you because of your goals and dreams, I would say instead of using that as a negative to stop, use it as fuel to keep going. Mm-hmm. Because their comments and their input in your life is not needed. Especially if it's, you know, it doesn't matter, because a lot of times you get that from the people who love you the most, from your family. So from a stranger, I'd say, you know, that can be, especially if you're feeling insecure about yourself. And oh my gosh, do they see my insecurities as well? And they're basically pointing those out. Well, the only way you're going to get through that is to work through it and to move forward. And it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's necessary.
Yeah. We talked about it and I said, how come when someone that she knew basically was like, you're going to do that? Yeah, right. She was able to really stand up to him and be really strong and be, I'll show you. But she's letting a complete stranger that knows nothing about her or her background. And it was, well, they don't know me. And they, you know, obviously don't think for whatever reason that I can do this. And it holds no weight.
Which I find it quite interesting, because ever since she started, she has gotten so much, I mean, in my opinion, more than normal pushback from colleagues, mm-hmm. friends, and family saying, you're going to do what? So I mean, it's just who have at least verbalized that they do not have faith in her. And I go, I don't know what that's about, but so for her to keep going is what that's what I'm going to advise and encourage her to do, and actually you to do. Keep going.
Well, I think it goes back to something we always talk about, is your why.
Mm-hmm.
That leads me kind of into another conversation we were having with some friends of ours about drinking. They don't drink anymore. And they didn't like the way it was making them feel, you know, and they realized that, you might have to help me remember exactly how they put it, but they realized that they were actually drinking to make the other people feel comfortable,
mm-hmm.
than it was because
something they wanted.
And I find that a lot. I, in the conversation, I enjoy a really good margarita and I enjoy a glass of wine, but I don't do it because, oh, I've had a stressful day. I like the taste of it. And as someone who pretty much drinks water only. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I want a little taste of something else. I even learned how to make a mocktail of a margarita, and I was like, well, I could just drink this, right?
Which are very good, by the way.
Thank you. But I, you know, in this discussion with our friends, I was like, yeah, I realized that I was always the quiet one, and people would always ask me, are you okay? You're not talking. Are you okay? And I'm more in a, especially in a big setting with a group of people, I'm more likely to be the quiet one and the observer. And I'll chime in when I have something to say. But again, to make other people, I would drink to kind of maybe lower that inhibition and maybe be a bit more talkative. Not because I was, you know, who, I don't know, but being drunk is just not fun. So, I mean, and maybe you find it fun and that's where you're at, but there's, for me, as I get older, it's makes it harder to recover from, you know? And so.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I think, well, as someone who's on tour and was responsible for a lot, bunch of dancers, my whole experience was hurting drunk cats. Not fun. And I think, in my opinion, you may get slammed for this, but my opinion is when people are drinking to get drunk, it's really, it seems to be more, at least in my experience, it seems to be more of an escape. They're trying to escape something. And let me drink and then use that as an excuse to do what I really want to do. And it's, you know, people have their opinions and we're not going to push you down on it, but we just don't, that's just not something we participate in.
Well, and, you know, again, these are our opinions. And I feel like if you are saying, oh, I've had a stressful day, I just need a glass of wine. Maybe you're trying to have a glass of wine to avoid. And I'm just saying this as somebody who's done this. I wouldn't go so far that I was an alcoholic or anything. But I know during the pandemic, you and I drank a little bit more than we typically would have. And I think there was
everybody did.
I think that there was a big escape of dealing or having to communicate or acknowledge what we were in. You know, we were somewhat isolated. We, you know, our business, we were in so much flux and I don't do that well. And so we drank, you know. And with during that time, you could get lots of alcohol delivery, you know. Some people see it as social. I know that your dad, he came up with a really good.
Yeah. So as a kid, we'd have a lot of, I'll just say house parties. A lot of people come over to the house and celebrate everything. And as a kid, I guess you just always watch your parents. And my dad, it was interesting. He always had a drink in his hand, but I would, you know, but as a kid, I remember watching him and he would, I don't know what he would, I think it was a rum and coke. And I would watch and he'd go, oh, let me go fill up, you know, and everybody be drinking and have a good time. But it was interesting. I just saw that all he did was refill it with coke. He never refilled it with the alcohol. And he'd come back and I'd watch. And then, hey, you want another drink? Yeah, I'll get it. And he would always get his own drink. He'd always get it for everybody else. And he would just fill it with Coke. And I asked him about that one time. And he said, oh, yeah, you noticed that? So I think, you know, the kids are a bit more, they know more than you what you're probably wanting them to. But he basically goes, yeah, I wanted them. And this is something he did say. He said, I wanted them to feel comfortable that I was drinking with them. So he did all that to make his friends feel comfortable, but he was not participating. He, you know, he'd have one and then he'd just fill it with Coke, fill it with Coke, fill it with Coke, fill it with Coke. And they didn't know the difference. But that was kind of the same thing of the same vein of what our friends were talking about this weekend. And I love what one of them said. It's like me not drinking should I'm going to be okay with me not drinking, making you feel uncomfortable. That's not, you feeling uncomfortable because I'm not drinking is not my problem. It's yours.
Right.
And I go, bravo. So, and I think it's just, you know, we're not saying people, we're not trying to bash anyone. I just think we're just trying to say that you have choices, and whatever that is for you, own it, regardless of how someone else may feel uncomfortable about it. If you're going to run a marathon and people don't like the fact that you're training because they don't want to get off the couch, that's their problem, not yours. Right. If you do not want to have a drink of wine at a wedding and people keep saying, oh, come on, join the party. And you say no. No means no in so many different aspects of life these days. So, but it's just no means no. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. I think it's the peer pressure that people succumb to. And you just have to stand up for yourself, because at the end of the day, you are the one who is going to have to pay for your choices. You're going to be the one who is, you're going to have to answer to yourself if, Say you're lactose intolerant. Everybody's having milkshakes. I don't want to have a milkshake. Well, come on, have a milkshake. Well, when you drink that milkshake, you're the one who's going to be feeling awful. You're the one who's going to be feeling, you know, how they used to say in high school, worshiping the porcelain god, you know?
Well, and it's really sad, especially like in regards to food, you know, oh, eat the ice cream. Oh, I can't because it was made in a factory with peanuts and I'm allergic to peanuts. Oh, okay. And that's acceptable. But because someone just doesn't want to have ice cream is not, like, because that is their choice. Everybody is so quick to want to put a clinical reason behind your choice. But typically it's because you're making a choice, that they probably wish they could make. I know I feel it in both ways. So I really try to eat clean and as, you know, healthy, my version of healthy as possible. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to this couple this weekend and we had gone to Mexican food. And I said, but when I come into a Mexican restaurant, I am eating for joy. Because I really enjoy fajitas. I enjoy chips and salsa. And so that is not going to be one place I'm going to step in and, you know, and have to watch it. Right. But I typically try to eat for health.
So that you can have those times.
Right. Yeah. But I also feel when I go with people to Mexican restaurant, I feel judged because I, you know, I'm like, how do y'all stop eating these chips and salsa? I don't know how. Yeah. Right? Right. And they're like, well, I'm full. And I was like, yeah, me too. But it just keeps happening. Okay. But then I also feel the judgment when, you know, a cupcake's offered at a party and I go, no, thank you. And they go, oh yeah, we know you won't eat that. So, you know, I feel it on, you know, different spectrums, but it's, you have to understand your why. You have to know, you know, why are you eating that way?
Are you working out? Why are you not drinking? Why are you whatever, ... enter that and understand that if someone else feels uncomfortable because you are doing that, that is their problem, not yours. And do not succumb to trying to make people feel comfortable. Do not succumb to trying to making people feel comfortable due to their lack of, due to their insecurities or issues. I mean, you have to stand up for yourself. And maybe, you know, maybe you're listening to this and go, I don't have that problem. I go, I don't really know anybody. Maybe it's not with food. Maybe it's not with alcohol. Maybe it's not with exercise. But I haven't met anybody who hasn't had one hang up with something that they're trying to do and accomplish, where someone, family member, colleague,
stranger,
feels it's important for them to give you their two cents.
Right. I mean, Tony and I were talking about this topic, and I said, it goes in, how many times have we put boundaries in place for our relationship and we get pushback because Tony's like, no, it is after 10 o'clock. I'm not answering this text from this friend. A friend I have no problem with, right?
It's not the point.
It's not the point. It's, you know, a while back we did the episode about keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of judgment. But, you know, there was that phrase of, I don't get that, but I respect, you know, that you got. And that was kind of paired with some judgment in there, right? But a little bit.
A little bit.
Right? And so, but we know our why. And boy, have we felt the opposite of not keeping that, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it goes into your finances. Why are you not spending, you know, or why are you spending? Why are you spending money on that vacation? You know, we got that a lot. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we get, why do you not go out a lot? But then you spend, you know, it, you can tie it to anything. It doesn't just, you know, our three examples from this weekend kind of tie back into that health aspect, but it's really any, why are you starting that side hustle? Or why do you have that dream? You know, it's, why do you want to, you've gotten this a lot. Both of us have. Why do you want to own your own business? Why won't you go work for someone else?
Mm. Right? Yeah, we still get that.
We get that because
30 years in, we still get that. Why do you want to work that hard?
And I guess, you know, that just actually bringing that into play actually made me think a lot of times your choices are hard work. They take determination and they take consistency and they take
discipline.
And that is things that people
really struggle
with. And so think about that. Think about you're putting in the hard work. Is it perfect? No. But maybe you're putting in the hard work people wish they could, you know?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I think the thing that popped, it was the theme was so evident this entire weekend of, you know, people are going to judge you based on what you decide to do or what you decide not to do. And it's up to you to stick to it. And sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult. And sometimes the hardest people to stand up to are your family members especially when your family members don't have faith in you or don't believe in you or don't think you will stick it out. You know, then it turns into more of a, not necessarily doing it. I don't feel that doing it despite them has much fuel. It lasts for a little while, but it doesn't keep you on the track for the entire, at least me. You have to go back to that why. Why are you doing it? Why are you improving your life? And what is your expected outcome by practicing whatever or not practicing certain actions? But I think the biggest one for us is that other people's opinions are just that, their opinion. And do not let their opinion or their lack of faith in you become your reality. And I think that's the problem. The solution, in our opinion, is to understand your why you're doing it. Stay focused, stay true to yourself, and keep going. There's going to be so many people who are going to tell you no and tell you can't do it. And one of my favorite sayings, it's they call it impossible until someone achieves it. And there you go.
Yeah. I do want to kind of, since we're tying it back down, I want to end on a positive. And our friend that was on the treadmill,
mm-hmm.
and sent me a message last night that says, I decided that I'm going back to finish. I refuse to let them win. And then she said, she texts me in the middle, I guess, saying that I'm kicking ass right now. And then she said, I completed at race pace and feel like a rock star. And so for me, it's a little bit emotional because I've kind of been somewhat of a coach for her since she made that decision, mm-hmm. you know, and helping her plan the trains and not training necessarily with her, but like, hey, checking in. And to see how, I mean, she could not speak about it without getting emotional. And for her to go back and not quit,
takes grit.
It yeah. And I'm really proud of her because, listen, you're going to fail. You're not going to be perfect. And people who have these opinions might see that and they might question you. And that's going to make it harder to get back up. Mm. But I just want to end in the fact that, like, you can do anything you want. Like Tony said, maybe someone hasn't done it until you did it. So be the example for yourself. And no matter if you have kids or don't have kids, people are watching you. People are watching you. And sometimes your biggest critics are watching you. And, you know, sometimes for me, that's motivation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also the people who you inspire are motivation as well. So, because you do inspire somebody, I guarantee it. They may not tell you, but someone's watching you and you're inspired. You inspire them. And I know, Tony, you inspire me every day. So thank you.
You're very kind for saying so.
I just tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it goes both ways. We keep each other inspired and keep moving forward. And because a lot of times when I'm at my wit's end, you pull me out of it, and vice versa. Sometimes when you just don't want to do it anymore, it's like, we got this, let's go. I think a little bit of what we talked about last week, you know, a lot of people show you their successes. They present their successes, mm-hmm. It's on social media or whatever. But the hard stuff, the failures, the falls, the trips, the stumbles, are usually, you don't often see that on Facebook or mm-hmm. Instagram. It's, oh, look at us. We're in Hawaii. Oh, look at us. We're in Italy. Oh, look at us. We're in Spain. But nobody's really, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe they are, but hosting the 3-hour layover you had in Madrid because plane was late. You know, I mean, I don't know. But I guess what I'm getting at is, and I guess to wrap up, keep, I guess in the vein of a good Disney movie, keep swimming. Just keep swimming. Keep going. I mean, the worst that will happen is you'll fail. And even with that failure, you'll get an education on what not to do. Mm-hmm. And then get back up and go for it again. That's all we can say. Don't let other people's realities or other people's comments become your reality. You know, keep your boundaries up, stay focused. You know, control what you can control and let God do the rest. And I really feel it's not easy, but it is rewarding. Mm-hmm. It is so rewarding. And we wish you all that. And we wish you all that luck.
Yeah. I think, you know, you made that comment and it's hard because, you know, we want to be better at posting our struggles. You know, we've said that before, and it's hard because in the moment, the last thing I want to do is take a picture or a video of what's going on, but, we're not going to be perfect, and hopefully we can try to show our struggle, a little bit more.
Yeah. We're not alone.
So
you're not alone. Yeah. Everybody's going through it.
Yeah. So with that, follow us on social at Tony and Sarah Official, and hopefully we'll be sharing a bit more of our struggles as we move forward to inspire you. We will be back next week with another episode.
All right, guys, keep fighting for it. You deserve it. Bye.